What is money? How to make more of it? Why is it so elusive? Why does it cause so many problems?
You're going to need money. You're not going to build a $1 million salon just you doing the hairs by yourself. For you to have a $1 million salon, it's got to be bigger than just you.
One really good way to use money to make more money.
The bigger the things you're pursuing, the more money and more capital you're going to need. There's nobody in our area, in our entire zip code or surrounding zip codes doing this. So I like to see what are people not doing, and then I'll go do that.
Welcome to the Seven Figure Salon Podcast with Rachel and Drew. I'm Drew.
I'm Rachel.
Welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about just kind of a general term. We want to talk about money, money stuff. What is money? How to make more of it? Why is it so elusive? And why does it cause so many problems? Mindset, belief. Let's just go.
We're going to also talk about how to get more of it. That's also important. Get money. But mostly it's important for you guys to know that when you are growing your business, you're going to need money. And it's not going to, like, you're not going to build a $1 million salon just you doing the hairs by yourself. Like, you generating all of that income, like, you doing it. Like, it's bigger than just, for you to have a $1 million salon, it's got to be bigger than just you.
Has to. And money is the tool that's going to get you to the next level. It's not going to be your manifestation abilities and such. Manifestation's a thing, but it's got to be followed by massive action, and part of that massive action is going to require money. You can't manifest the salon with hopes and dreams.
You couldn't manifest this mastermind.
No, like, you have to have money, and you have to have massive action after you figure out what exactly you're doing. Yes, you got to think about what you're doing. What's the goal? What's the plan? Where are you going? What's the result that you want? You're going to need money, and you're going to need a lot more of it than you might think. A lot more.
The bigger the things you're pursuing, the more money and more capital you're going to need. And that has definitely been like, that. I mean, we talk to a lot of people. One of the biggest reasons that people aren't growing as quickly as they want is because there's a lack of capital, there's a lack of money. Whether it's their sales need to get to a certain point, they need access to capital to be able to expand, open another location, to run ads to attract clients, run ads to attract team members. Like, it all circles back to money. And so we're actually here on site, outside of the hotel that we're gonna be doing our mastermind at. And our mastermind's happening probably by the time this airs, probably like in a couple days. So, you know, it's important to mention that things cost money. That booking out the Westin, taking over the Westin here in the Woodlands costs money. You know, well over $100,000 or more. Just currently, and I'm already anticipating there's going to be a couple unexpected expenses or by the ways that come up. So we're already preparing for that. So things cost money, and what you're either going to do is you're going to do more services to make more money, or your team's going to have to do more services, or you're going to have to up your retail game. I mean, there's ways of doing it, but first you got to know, like there's lots of different ways to get money, but which avenue is right for you, you know? And what exactly what do you need the money for? You know, like, is it just because we want to repaint the break room and it's great? Or is there actually a return on the investment? And, you know, us booking out the Westin to create an amazing event for our clients, like that, there's a return on investment there. You know what I mean? Where if we wanted to get a loan to go buy a car, okay, like, that car depreciates as soon as you drive it off the lot, you know? So when you're using money, make sure that you're using it for something that's actually gonna yield a return on your investment.
Specifically, some of those things might be understanding how to do a promo cycle and maybe running a 2-week campaign to get butts and seats at your salon. Like, really knowing how to do that, mastering something like that. A lot of people want to start doing ads, and they're just going to spend, in a brick and mortar, it's a little different than an online space, but you want to run like a promo cycle. You want to use the money to really understand how to do that and then drive more people into your location. Keep doing the same thing that gets butts and seats. You're driving conversations, making the phone ring, talking on the phone, talking on the messages, inviting people in just like you did in the beginning. And the money can be helped to drive leads to your business. Leads are possible conversations. So the leads come in, you got to convert it into a butt in the seat with a conversation. If you could do it automatically, that'd be great, but there's always a conversation in a salon that needs to happen. And that's one really good way to use money to make more money.
And make sure that when you guys are like if you're going to run ads or you're going to do something like that, that you're actually like getting advice from people who are actually salon owners or who work with salons. Because it's, you know, what works for like this bar, for example, like if they were running ads, or it works for that hotel, or it works for that dentist office down the street, like that is all different strategy. There's different clients. The strategy is different. Our strategy for our coaching company on our ads and our ad spend and our target marketing is completely different than what we do in our salons. Do we use the same, you know, do we use Facebook? Yes. Do we use Canva to create our ad sets? Yes. But do we, you know, is our audience the same? No, it's completely different, you know, and that's important for you guys to know that when you're, if you're hiring an ad agency or you're doing, you know, boosts or whatever you're doing, make sure that you know who you're targeting and that you're the person that is responsible for your ad spend and deploying that money on your behalf, that they actually know exactly how to get more clients into your chairs.
And avoid companies that are trying to get you to use your money to hire them to do a Yelp review or SEO. Mm-hmm. SEO is a thing, but Let me tell you. Well, you tell me, how many blogs have you read and then walked into a business because you read a blog online? Freaking zero. You've done that zero times. Yeah. So don't think that's going to be the way to go and build your business. You saw something on probably Instagram and you clicked it and it took you to somewhere that was really clean, really simple, really easy to understand, and you liked what you saw.
It's so easy to have to do your own SEO and to have keywords inside your website, inside your Instagram posts, inside your captions. Like, it's not hard to do. Like, if you have a great, you have a great title on your page, you have a great great bio, you've got, you know, you're gonna have keywords inside your salon's website anyway. Like, that stuff's gonna pick up. What I would rather see our clients spend more time on is engaging in with their community, having conversations, going to pop-up events, collaborating with other local businesses. Like that's the secret sauce for a salon being very popular. That's the secret sauce for a salon winning awards in their area like we do.
What are they doing? What are they facilitating by doing all these things?
You're just building relationships. You're having conversations. That's it. You're building relationships. Yeah. And you know, if there's we've talked about this before, there's different types of marketing activity. You've got push and catch, but like most times in a salon, it's like, oh, I caught a phone call, I caught a message, I caught someone that walked in my space. Like, you're not actually like pushing and going outbound and doing any type of external pushing on your marketing, which is why you're just kind of here. You're like literally just sitting around waiting. All ads do and money, you know, you need money to pay for ads, obviously. And all ads are going to do is just give you more catch activity, but you still have to have the conversations. You still have to do all those things. Yep. Another big thing, and so one of the things we spend the most money on is marketing, for sure, and not just money, but time. And then the other thing that we spend a lot of money on is being able to make decisions and invest in certain things in our salons. Like we just rolled out some new scalp services and we got some new equipment and things like that. Like, that's trending and that's cool. So like, we decided to invest in that because we know, like, we did the math on it. What can we charge these packages? What, you know, what's the profit margin on these packages? This is something new and fresh that our stylists are going to be able to offer. It's going to be exciting for the clients that they're going to try a new service. We're not raising the cost of an existing service. We're adding a new service. So like, that's going to yield in like a great ROI for us and for our team. And also it's a new, fresh idea that a lot of people don't do. Like, there's nobody in our area, in our entire zip code or surrounding zip codes doing this. So I like to see what are people not doing, and then I'll go do that, you know?
And you want, and anytime you roll out a new offering or a new product or service, you have to add additional conversations to drive that.
Yeah.
If you don't add additional conversations to drive that, what you're going to do is you're going to have to say, I'm just going to make up a number. Say the salon is having, I'm making something up, 150 conversations a day about the salon, all kind of buzzing around in and around the company. If you're going to do something else, you have to have 70 conversations happening all around the salon. You can't expect the same conversations to drive both companies. What will end up happening is you're going to roll another service or product. If you don't drive the marketing and measure it specifically, you're going to do double the work and make the same amount of money. Because now what's driving your main thing is going to be less conversations, because you're going to attribute it over here. Attribution is the most important thing in marketing. So if you're attributing the same amount of conversations to multiple stuff, it's a wash. So anything you do, you need to drive more conversations so you can now do both of those things. So you don't want to do a bunch of things, a whole bunch of stuff, too many things, because you won't be able to attribute enough conversations around those products and services.
Yeah, and if you're launching something, like, launch that. Like, don't launch, like, a gazillion things at the same time. You know, like our mastermind's happening in just, like, 14 days. And, you know, we're launching something really, really exciting and really special at our mastermind. And, you know, it's super hard to try to keep it under wraps because we're, like, so excited about it. But, like, we're launching it there. And there's been so much preparation and time and money and everything behind, like, getting this thing ready. Like, we've been working on this for years. So being able to, like, roll this out is really exciting. And then, you know, we also have another launch that is going to be happening, too, that we will... Should we mention it here?
What? Which one?
The... I mean, we're talking about money.
Yes.
Okay. So we have another thing that we've launched internally that, like, to our clients. Just raindrops.
Not all the details, because it's not almost done. Just give them a little
peek.
We'll
give you a carrot. Okay. So obviously, as we talk about money... And, like, getting money, obviously you can earn money, right? Like, that's laborious, but there's also ways of getting money that'll help you make more money. So when it comes to things like equipment, expanding, building another location, investing in a product line that's, you know, like Orbe or something, you know, luxurious that's going to bring in a higher type of clientele, that's all going to cost money. And access to capital is, for small businesses, is one of the hardest things to get, and it's one of the hardest things to get at a decent rate, you know? And yeah, you could totally go get a hard money loan, you could go do all of these other things, but when you think about the, like, it's gonna cost you to get money no matter what, you wanna make sure that you can get money for the lowest rate, okay? So it's insane. We have a client right now, she, unfortunately, her broker who signed her lease, or, you know, that she signed her lease with, and then she's getting her business loan with, and all this stuff, like, there's a lot of, like, bait and switch that happens. And the more you're in business, the more that you're doing big things, like, you guys will know exactly what I'm talking about. There's a lot of bait and switch. Things sound good, but then it's like, no, just kidding, this is how it actually is. And that's how people get screwed, and that's how people get taken advantage of. And unfortunately,
we've done that.
Yeah, we've been through all that. But, like, unfortunately, we have a new client who had already previously signed a lease. She already has a broker. She already, you know, started her build out, and then we met her, right? So, unfortunately, like, this build out is now 2-3 times what her, it's wild because her broker told her, oh, yeah, your build out will only cost about $150,000. And I'm like, not for that size space, no way. You know, and I don't understand why a broker, a business loan broker, is quoting someone on a build out. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So, so anyway, you know, lesson learned for her. And obviously I'm like, damn, I wish we would have met her a few months earlier because we could have helped her navigate that. But what's done is done. But what we are doing is we're helping her get funding. And so Drew and I, we've experienced those same challenges where it's hard to get funding, it's hard to get capital, it's hard to get loans, or if you get a loan, it's at a horrible rate and it's just not, doesn't settle well with you and you say no. So we created a company called Salon Capital, and Salon Capital is a funding opportunity for our clients. And Salon...
It's Buckethead Meats.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Buckhead.
And Buckhead meat and seafood. We're on site, y'all.
So Salon Capital is a company that we created, and we're partnering with one of the, you know, longest standing funding agencies in the United States called Cardiff. And so we have partnered with them to be able to bring funding to our clients, specifically salon owners, because again, it's been so challenging for a lot of salons, especially since COVID. Like, I mean, during COVID, SBA was giving out loans, giving out money, and then there was, like, nothing. Like, it's very difficult to get capital, and salons are viewed as very risky businesses for people to invest in. Unless you have a chain of salons, you have 6 to 8 salons, most times you're not going to get capital at all. And if you do, it might be a 30-40% interest rate, which is crazy. So Salon Capital is going to change the lives of a lot of salon owners out there and spa owners, and it is exclusively available for all of our clients right now, and we will be launching that to the public for all salon and spa owners. But this is going to allow people to expand and hit their goals and reach, you know, build dreams for themselves and their team without having to be, you know, held back because they can't get capital.
And they'll be able to recycle this process. As you go, it's not going to be like one and done. Do it. You get the approval, you'll be able to recycle this funding to to enhance your offerings to drive business to your locations.
Yeah, and like there's so many other options. Like there's business loan options, there's line of credits. Line of credits are really powerful because it's available if you need it, right? And most times, like, you know, you may have some opportunity that arises and you're like, man, like, I want to participate in this, I want to do this thing, I want to attend this class, I want to, you know, there's this lease that just became available, and like there's opportunity, and yet the money doesn't line up with the opportunity. And so with the line of credit, it's great because it's very flexible. Like you can use it or you don't have to, you know, and it's just there. Like you have that safety net of capital if and when you need it. And then obviously we have like regular business loans. And one of the main things that we run into a lot with people that we meet and we talk to, even people that may not even have the capital to enter a program, to get, you know, to get coaching, to be able to go to events, to be able to expand their salon. We were just talking to somebody yesterday, like, oh, I'm actually buying a house right now, you know, unfortunately, like, I really want to do this, but like, I'm not allowed to spend any money. And this type of loan that we have here that we can do with Salon Capital, you do not have to personally guarantee that loan. That is so, so crucial because that impacts your ability. Sometimes your personal is going to impact your ability to grow professionally, and like that's not fair, you know. So these loans are great because we even utilize Salon Capital ourselves, and it's really important to be able to keep your business and your personal as separate as possible, so that way you aren't hindering your personal life, you're not hindering your professional life because you're trying to grow over here, but then that impacts your ability to grow over there. You can actually grow your personal and professional simultaneously.
Cool. I think that'll be good for this one. Tune in next week. We'll be able to give you more details on the links and where to actually find that capital. I just want to give you a sneak peek as to what's coming.
Yeah, and let us know if that's something that you guys want information on. Again, this is exclusive for salon and spa owners only. So, you know, I know some other people in the area, they watch our stuff, but like, again, it's specifically for our industry.
Yeah, and if you're an action taker and you want to learn more about this, just grab a time on our calendar with us or our team down below in the description. It's going to be 7fsstrategy.com/calendar. That'll take you straight to the team's link, and we can tell you more about it and see if it's fit and go from there.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys, and we'll see you on the next episode.